Conservation may also involve some repair and stabilization. Durable artifacts like pottery and stone require little in the way of stabilization, but you may want to put the broken pieces of pottery together. Less stable materials like bone, wood, and even metal may need treatment to make sure they don't deteriorate in the drier conditions of the lab. Wood is usually treated with a solution of polyethylene glycol, or PEG, somewhat similar to antifreeze. The wood needs to soak for several years, depending on its size, but once the PEG has penetrated it, it can be preserved indefinitely. These are pictures of the Flag Fen site in England. In the Bronze Age, about 2,000 years BC, the people made a series of wooden causeways into the marsh by driving timbers into the ground. These have been preserved in the mucky soils. After the timbers are exposed, they get treated with PEG. The other image shows one of several Bronze Age boats found in the same area in the process of stabilization. Metal artifacts are frequently heavily oxidized or rusted. Long-term stabilization often involves a process of electrolysis, or putting them into a tank of water into which you introduce an electrical current. Note the difference in these metal artifacts from a Caribbean shipwreck before and after electrolysis. Although I don't recommend this, I have done this on a small scale with a fish tank of water and a DC battery charger, and it works quite well. The Lapita culture or tradition dates from around 1600 to 500 BC in Polynesia. Pots like this were sometimes used as burial urns. Bodies were processed to remove flesh, and then the bones were placed in jars like this one. You get a sense of the amount of time it can take to properly repair and stabilize a pot. This short video shows the process of reconstructing a Lapita pot.